Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Mix. I know Michelle from Puyallup is. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
It's a Puyallup battle, Steve Miggs.
Let's go.
Well, before we can start the game, you got to get out of here.
All right, goodbye.
Go.
For those playing at home, Michelle will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch what?
A pail of water.
Correct. How many players are on a polo team?
8.
No.
7.
No.
11.
No. What is the name of the good witch in The Wizard of Oz?
Glinda.
Yes. What president is on the far left of Mount Rushmore?
Washington.
Yes. In what 80s year did the first Hooters open?
83.
Yes. What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
Pass.
What is the name of the Seattle music venue that was once the off-ramp? The name of the Seattle music venue that was once the off-ramp.
It's been there. El Corazon?
Yes. Who founded Mormonism? That one guy. Totally. That's him.
Okay.
Michelle, you got 5 correct.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome. Right down the middle.
Hey, she's gotten more than any of our other contestants this morning.
That's true.
Yeah. There must be a Puyallup thing.
The brains of Puyallup, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Are you ready to play?
Believe that. Oh, you are too? Okay.
All right.
I am too. Let's go again. Let's do it. I got the answers now.
Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch what?
A pail of water.
Correct. How many players are on a polo team?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
7?
No. What is the name of the good witch in The Wizard of Oz?
Glinda.
Yes. What president is on the far left of Mount Rushmore?
Crap. Abraham Lincoln?
No.
I'm going to go with George Washington.
Yes. In what year, in what 80s year did the first Hooters open?
What year?
Yeah.
What 80s year?
80s.
81?
No.
1980?
No.
82?
No.
Damn it.
What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
The triposphere.
No.
That's in Vegas, right?
Yes.
Okay. The atmosphere?
No.
The sphere?
No. What is the name of the Seattle music venue that was once the off-ramp?
Graceland.
No.
Oh, yeah, El Corazon.
Yes. Who founded Mormonism?
John Smith.
No.
Joe Smith?
Yes. What number has the furthest distance to spin on a rotary phone?
0.
Yes. What does it mean if there's a K circled on the packaging of a food product?
Kosher.
That is correct. Steve Miggs, with that, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory. 7-5.
Aww.
Sorry, Michelle.
Good game.
That was a great game. Michelle, are we going to see you, by the way, at our party on May 3rd? Because we're going to be in Puyallup for Sunrise de Mayo, and you're already in Puyallup.
Ooh, is it there at the Sunrise Village?
Yes. It sure is.
Well, then heck yeah, I'll go.
Nice. It's right across the street from the Menchie's.
And
yeah.
People can go to KISW.com for info.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were chatting about some really nasty sandwiches that used to be popular in the past, and there's a reason that they are in the past, but a listener has now challenged us to try some of them. So we're going to put the sandwiches on a wheel, and we're going to find out who's going to eat which one after Weezer. Earlier this morning, we checked our voice messages, and we have been put to the test, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
You guys were just talking about those nasty old sandwiches this morning, and I think it would be really funny if you tried some of them on air. Get Miggs to try the liver mush sandwich. That would be hilarious.
Again, hilarious for everybody but me.
A lot of these sandwiches are from, like, the Depression era, and they are just absolutely gnarly.
So we agreed that we would grab the ones that were listed on this. There was a food website that came up with some of these crazy concoctions that were popular or maybe not so popular back in the day. Put them on a wheel, and then whatever it lands on, we have to prepare it and eat it tomorrow.
Potentially the prune sandwich, okay. Which is prunes blended with ham, ketchup, and spices to make a sandwich spread. Sometimes you throw bologna on it, too.
I mean, I feel like that wouldn't be the worst.
What else? Which one do you think would be the worst?
Okay, so peanut butter and mayo, honestly, I would be okay with that landing on that one. But a beef tongue sandwich, which is a boiled beef tongue with mustard or egg salad. Then there's a watermelon sandwich. Which sounds like not very delicious, but I would take that one as well, where the watermelon slices replace the bread, and then you put cream cheese and walnuts inside of it.
I would eat that one over a prosperity sandwich, which is turkey, ham, mushrooms, cheddar sauce, and tomatoes. It's an open-faced, like, cheesy meat sandwich from St. Louis.
Delicious!
I was going to say, that doesn't sound all that bad. It's just a turkey and ham sandwich.
Cheddar sauce on all that stuff really kind of grosses me out.
As I'm looking at it, the one that I kind of hope it lands on, which I'm sure it won't, is the brown sugar sandwich. It doesn't sound very crazy, but it also sounds very safe to eat because it's just brown sugar, chopped nuts between slices of buttered bread.
Okay. I mean, I would vote for that one.
Probably low on protein, but high on delicious.
Okay, I'm very curious about the jellied chicken sandwich. Because the jellied chicken sandwich is boiled chicken mixed into gelatin and chilled until sliceable. Then you can pair it with horseradish, cream, and a bay leaf. It's like chicken Jell-O.
Chicken Jell-O?
Yeah.
Hard pass. Yeah. Danny, would you eat the dripping lard sandwich? Now, granted, that was my nickname in high school. But it's lard, meat grease, bacon grease. It's a salty, fatty twist.
Honestly, I prefer lard over butter sometimes, like to like fry things in.
Okay.
But that just sounds like way too... What? Don't look at me like that, Taryn.
So I don't understand. There's like no meat.
It's just lard.
It's just grease, yeah. On toast?
Basically fat. You're just doing a lot of fat with toast.
Oh!
A bean sandwich? I feel bad for my wife if it lands on that one.
Oh, no.
Because it's exactly what you think it is. It's just a bunch of baked beans with mayo, pickles, and olives.
Yeah.
And then there's the liver mush sandwich that the Rockaholic mentioned in the voice message.
Get yourself some pig liver. Put it with cornmeal. Grilled and served with mustard, onions, or egg.
I do love, we got a text message from someone's like, hey, just so you know, pig liver is not going to work for someone who has a plant-based diet. I'm like, I know that.
We were like, what?
I know, that means that there's animal embalmed in it. Like, this is kind of stressing me out a little bit because it might land on something with meat. I mean, unless I can figure out a way to make a plant-based version.
Beyond pig liver?
Oh, do they make that?
I don't know.
All right, so we put all those sandwiches on a wheel.
Of course we did.
My eyes are watering just thinking about this right now.
And we're going to spin it. So who do we want to start off with first?
Danny.
Oh, what?
That's crazy. I was thinking Danny as well. All right, so we'll spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, Danny, you have to go get the ingredients, make the sandwich, and we're going to try it tomorrow morning on the show.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I mean, sure.
Is there one that you're hoping for?
It's probably the watermelon, maybe.
I think we all want that one.
I want the brown sugar one or the watermelon or the peanut butter and mayo.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I'm not really feeling any of them, but let's go.
All right.
Spin the wheel.
The wheel's spinning. Where will it land?
Okay, it's
like Danny V.
It's a mini wheel.
Not the watermelon.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I can't see your screen. If you say lard, I'm throwing something at you.
Danny, I will show you the screen. I'm not doing this to troll you.
What did it land on? Dripping lard and bacon grease sandwich.
You know, the good thing is I think I have some bacon grease left over from last weekend. So
I mean, prepare it how you will.
God. Yuck.
All right, Danny. You. Who do you want to go next?
Oh, we're going to have to go with Taryn.
Taryn T-Dog.
Spin that thing.
She's going to get something good. Watch.
Nothing is good on this list. Danny.
Yes, it is. Better than that.
Come on, watermelon. Oh, boy. Please, God. Please, God.
Please be tongues.
No!
Danny,
what?
You ask and you shall receive.
Yes!
Look at my computer. It is the beef tongue sandwich.
You would think that I'm like controlling this thing. I can't even see his screen, guys.
I have to turn my screen around just to show it to you.
Where does one go to find beef tongue?
Oh, I'm sure you could find some in the farm.
Oh, they sell it at Best Buy.
Oh, my God. Best
Buy. Oh. I'm sure you could go to like one of those, like, you know, Sprout. No, maybe not Sprouts, but probably like maybe Fred Meyer. They have everything at Fred Meyer.
Go to the meat department and say, hey, hello. Can I have a look at your beef tongue?
Where can I get some beef tongue? I'm sure the Rock Host will text us and let us know where you can find beef tongue.
Someone's got the hookup.
I mean, I know it's like a Blue Max Meats over in, but it's in Puyallup, so.
The Sylvana Meats by my house, maybe they've got the beef tongue.
They what probably have it.
What if your neighbors probably has a cow, Taryn? Just ask.
Just get a sharp knife.
Yeah.
Harvest the tongue.
Cow tonguing instead of cow tipping.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Last but not least, save Steve. The best for last, possibly. Oh, if you get the watermelon sandwich, I'm going to throw something at you.
Danny, what do you think I'm going to get?
Prunes.
I don't know. Prunes. Spin the wheel. Let me see how it's spinning.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm so nervous.
Liverwurst, for sure.
Oh, I hate you. If it lands on liverwurst, I'm going to be so sad. What is it going to be? What is it going to be? What is it going to be? I got the brown sugar sandwich. Let's go!
How does he get lucky, Taryn?
he doesn't put his hands
my
down.
My level of frustration is high.
Oh, my God.
What's that Rolling Stones song? Brown sugar!
I hate this.
Delicious in my stomach. Oh, tomorrow's going to be the best day.
I hate you.
Tomorrow morning at this time.
Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, we're going to hand over tickets to see Disturbed. They're bringing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th, with Daughtry on the bill, by the way. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Disturbed. They've got that 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour going down, and it's coming to Climate Pledge Arena May 5th. Daughtry is going to be there, too. And our contestant this morning, say hi to David in Edgewood. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
Let's see who you're going to be playing with today. Will it be me or Migs?
And the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Oh, finally, yours truly.
We've been waiting for Steve to shine.
Yeah,
is absolutely right. Let's go, David. Let's win you these tickets to see Disturbed.
All right, David, here is your clip.
Okay, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to miss my chance, but I want to say Down With the Sickness.
Bye.
It'd be the band I'm trying to win tickets for, I think.
You would be correct.
You guys can tell me.
You would be correct. What band is that?
Disturbed.
Yeah. Let's go. That would have sucked if you said Daughtry. All right, now
for Danny's sake, I said Creed.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
Just to troll Danny, I wish we would have done that just to troll Danny.
All right, Migs. Let's hear your clip.
Oh, boy. Can I hear that again, please? Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, David, do you happen to have an idea of what it might be? I have a vibe, but I want to see if you might know.
Yeah, no, that one, it's like everybody says, it's hard to hear it over the phone, but...
Taryn, do you know it?
Yeah, I don't.
I think I know it.
Let me see if I'm going in on the right direction. Some people say I look just as handsome as this man.
Yeah.
And they would be lying.
I mean, you could be in a contest, a lookalike contest for this person or for Pitbull, either one.
And he's playing with Disturbed. So
I do believe so.
That would be Daughtry.
Yes.
Okay, can I hear it again? It's not over. It's not over. It's not over.
Do you wear aviators ever, or is that just a Daughtry and Pitbull thing?
No, I have a pair of aviators.
Of course you do.
If you're bald, it's a prerequisite to have a pair of aviators. Well, congratulations, David. You're going to go see Daughtry along with Disturbed.
Yeah, let's go. All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Rock on.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Def Leppard. Throughout the show, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, Steve Miggs, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So if there's something from the show that you'd like to chime in on, call up. Or if you have something on your mind you'd like to discuss with us, 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier, we were going through this list of vintage, forgotten, Great Depression era, some of them, sandwiches.
Some nasty sandwiches.
Nasty sandwiches.
Right.
And we spun a wheel. We're going to be making these sandwiches tomorrow at 9 a.m. and trying them on the air.
Yes.
And the Rockaholics are coming to my rescue right now,
because
Steve.
Yours, I think, might have landed on the worst one, which is the beef tongue sandwich.
Yes. So we have someone that has a suggestion on how to prepare it.
Okay.
But before we talk to them, I need to know where to get beef tongue. So we've got Avery from Bonnie Lake with a scoop on where I can pick up some beef tongue today. Avery, where do I need to go?
Okay, I don't know any place specific, but any Mexican supermarket.
Okay.
Dude, anywhere. They call it lengua.
I was going to say, Avery, we're getting a lot of text messages from people. It's just called la lengua, and even Ryan Castle popped in, and apparently like he gets that on tacos, and he says it's delicious.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's chewy and beefy. You won't notice the difference. It's just not that disgusting, actually.
Just like you like your men.
Chewy and beefy.
You got me.
No, I'm talking to Taryn, not you, Avery. Come on.
Now, Trucker Brad from Olympia, you have some details on how I could prepare this beef tongue that I'm going to acquire today.
That's a chewy and beefy tongue.
Yes. Trucker Brad, how did you grow up with this beef tongue sandwich?
My grandmother used to make it all the time for Grandpa and me. She boiled it. So you want to go online and find out the length of time, of course, so it doesn't ruin it. But once you cut off the skin and the taste bud layer and you get inside, it's just a muscle. And it's delicious and it's tender. And you just mustard. And maybe even a little butter on the bread, and you will love it, Taryn. It's probably the best one on that wheel, Steve Miggs.
I do love a tender muscle.
I'm okay with mine landing on the brown sugar sandwich, although I texted my wife, and I'm like, hey, do we have brown sugar in our house?
Can we just stop for a second? This guy's worried. Do we have brown sugar? I have to find a beef tongue, Steve. There are bigger problems in the world than your brown sugar situation.
Look, we all have troubles in life. This isn't a competition. Some worse than others. I didn't say mine's any worse or any better. I think mine might be worse. You know, it's hard to find brown.
Okay.
My wife apparently says we have brown sugar. She's like, why? And I said, I have to make a brown sugar sandwich. She's like, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, I don't either, but I'm sure the internet will teach me.
So it's got butter on it.
Brown sugar and butter and bread.
And nuts. So what do you, I mean, I think the walnut would be the way to go on that.
I'll just go with whatever's in our pantry. I'm not going in a store to buy nuts.
I hate you.
Danny's got the fat sandwich.
That's right.
What is it, lard and bacon grease?
Yeah. Beef lard.
That's it. That's literally it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so great. Sure. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Johnny from Lake Taps, earlier we were talking about times when nature called and it was a really inconvenient time. Tell us your story.
Yeah, but first of all, those guys are right. The beef tongue on the tacos, it's the taco that licks you back. So anyway.
Dude, I wonder if it's kind of like, you know, like eel with sushi. It's like psychologically you don't want to enjoy it, but then when you try, you're like, actually, this is really delicious.
Eel is my favorite of the sushis.
Granted, it's not the sushi that licks your back. You don't want that one.
Yeah, it was really good. So anyways, my wife and I are out on the waterfront in Tacoma on a nice dinner one night, and we get ready to leave, and I go, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom, and I go in the stall, and I sit down, and the stall next to me, I see these little old lady shoes, and this like her skirt hit the ground, and I went, oh no, I'm in the wrong bathroom. So I thought, all right, no problem, I'll just play it cool, no problem. So I get up, I hurry up. We both exit the stall doors at the same time. This little old lady's like, Oh, I go, listen, lady, I go, I don't know if I'm in the right bathroom or not, or you are. I go, but outside that door is our friends and family. I go, so let's play this cool. I go, but if you're in the wrong bathroom, we walk out, just look at your party and say, the sink's too low and the soap smells funny.
I was going to say, just look at these old ladies and be like, hey, ladies, are you looking to party and see what they say?
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
May 3rd, we're going to be kicking it in Puyallup, Steve Miggs. I'm so excited because I have spent little to no time there. It's going to be called Sunrise de Mayo. Get the details on our party at KISW.com. Rob Lowe did something very thoughtful for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
He dressed up as the Easter Bunny to surprise their children, but he accidentally scared them.
I saw the video. Have you seen the video of Rob Lowe? He's in the full-on, like, you know, mascot-looking Easter Bunny outfit.
This is some audio of him getting all dressed up.
Rob, this is incredible.
And the funny part, unfortunately, you can't hear them freaking out, but the video of the kids just look like trouble. It is. It looks like it's out of an acid trip.
It really does. A lot of those Easter Bunny costumes are pretty creepy.
Have you seen the one where it's like the president came out on Easter? It's him and his wife and Melania, and they're standing out there, and they come out with the Easter Bunny. Visually, I don't know why, but it was just the funniest thing because they're just like they're out there on the balcony of like the White House, and it's the president, the first lady. And then some dude that's in an Easter Bunny costume. You're like, what is this guy thinking?
I don't know if it was Rob Lowe, but he did end up making the kids cry. And then this is some video of Rob, or some audio of Rob saying that he just missed the bunny after he had taken off.
I just hopped on over when I heard he was here.
Oh, you missed him.
Wow.
So that happens with me during Christmas time, you know, because my family, they have me dress up as, they don't force me. It's not like they're like, they pull out a knife and like, get the Santa outfit on. But, you know, for Christmas Eve, I go in the other room, put on the Santa costume. Then I have the bells. All of a sudden I make like the doors opening. I'm like, oh, it's so nerve wracking.
Can you do your Santa voice for us?
It's not seasonal.
Come on.
I can't do
just
it right
a
now.
Just a little bit.
Ho, ho, ho.
That was pretty good for the month of April.
I thought Santa was here.
Look out, guys. Let me ring the bell. Anyways, I go out there, and then they all the kids line up. They put them on my lap, and I'm like, they're going to know it's me. Like, I'm trying my best to hide the tattoos because the shirt, the jacket was meant for my, you know, he's no longer with us, our grand, my wife's grandpa, may rest in peace. But, like, you know, he was shorter than me, and this was more meant for him. So it's almost like it looks like I'm Santa, but I rolled up my sleeves to get, like, into something. So I'm, like, trying to hide I always make sure I wear a long sleeve shirt to kind of try and hide the tattoos. And the whole time, I'm like, my daughter has to know it's me. Has to know it's me. There's like, there's no way I sound like that. I probably, you know, I look, you can look me in the eyes. That's dad's eyes. Sure as that's every time. Do all the stuff, give him the presents, leave, come back. And there's Tatum going, Dad, you missed Santa. And all I could think is, at what point is she going to wise up to me like that? Come on, for real? Right?
Can we hire you for our holiday party?
Hell no. I don't like doing it, but nobody else in the family wants to do it.
Oh, I wanted to sit on your lap, Steve.
Well, you could do that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
For $4.99.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The people of Walmart, they are all upset.
What now?
It's because of their meat, Steve.
Their beef?
We're going to tell you what's going on with that during the Daily Mix download after Everlast.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here.
True.
And I'm curious, what did you think of my Earth Day performance yesterday?
You know, I was so busy working, I did not have time to pay attention to what you were not doing.
Wow.
Well, we could check with our good friend, radio legend, Eric Powers from Hot 103.7.
I'm here with Eric Powers. We're mulching here at Myrtle Edwards Park. It's good to see you. Doing it for the company.
It's for
doing it for the earth. For the earth. Yes, not for the company. It's not like we would get in trouble for doing it.
No, they don't care.
The earth. We care about the earth.
The planet.
So everyone from our company is here. Well, not everyone, but a couple people.
Yeah.
That's the truth. If you had a look and assess of everybody here, who would you say has been the absolute worst, the least valuable player of all the mulchers?
I'm unexpectedly going to say Taryn Daly.
Yeah. Eric, come on.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not. It's her.
the one person that was there that actually owns their own pitchfork did not know how to use one somehow.
We're like, you gotta flip it over. Use the other side. Yeah. The hell's wrong with you?
Some farmer.
You guys are the worst.
Some farmer.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And over at Walmart, people are freaking out and it's going viral. You gotta love this because people are upset. The world that we live in now, people try and steal stuff. So they're like, people have been stealing their meat. So they decided to put it with the anti-theft locks on the meat. And a lot of people are upset and they've been going to TikTok and Twitter and all the other places to express their anger. And here's one person talking about the fact that the meat is locked up at Walmart.
Baby, this one you know is bad. When they put miniature gates so you don't steal, baby, they meats. Oh, girl, this got to be bad, Lord Jesus.
I love that person. They are fantastic.
This is not a joke, though. Do you know what the most shoplifted food item is at the grocery store?
Bananas.
Beef tongue.
This is not beef tongue.
pistachio nuts.
No. Dan, you have any guesses?
I'm going to go with toilet paper.
It's cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, cheese is the most shoplifted, the most lifted item from any grocery store.
I do love cheese.
Even in 2025, I would think it would be eggs.
You know what? That's a solid point.
How are you going to shoplift eggs?
Yeah, they're kind of hard to stuff down your pants.
These days, you can just walk out holding them. I mean, shoplifting has changed. I don't know if you guys have tried it.
If you've ever been to the Fred Meyer in my neighborhood.
Bro. I've been to the one in Everett. It's an adventure.
There was a child porn arrest in New York that led cops to another disturbing discovery. The suspect's brother had a video of himself being romantic with a cow. So they're both in a bit of trouble.
Some would say that's utterly disgusting.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to tell the rest of the story now.
It's a good way to get yourself grounded. Let's just move on.
Move along.
Oh, my God. Both of the brothers are facing jail time and sex offender registration.
I mean, both are terrible, but here you are. Like, the parents are probably like, well, at least we have Billy. Oh, what did Billy do?
Well, look, if both of them are doing that, I think mom and dad might have had something to do with it.
You think it's a messed up apple tree?
Think maybe they might not be okay.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Hey, as far as weather, 64 degrees and sunny, that's going to be the weather for today. That's the DMV. Mariners played today. They lost yesterday. Hopefully they don't lose today. They're in Boston. It's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.